the field we're in is, it's part of a movement that's been going on for 50 years, 70 years in the crafts field. It's called studio craft. So we're really about what's called studio furniture. And that is furniture that is made by an individual or under an individual's direction in a craft. That's the craft part. But it's also furniture that's designed by the person. And the range of design runs from people who are trying to design functional, utilitarian, beautiful work, all the way through to people who are doing work that's very conceptual and sculptural and really isn't necessarily meant to be used.
Hi there, I'm Chris Ritke, and this is Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by EntryThingy at EntryThingy.com. For this episode, I spoke with Peter Korn, Executive Director of the Center for Furniture Craftsmanship in Rockport, Maine, a nonprofit woodworking school, on the web at woodschool.org. I asked Peter to talk about a recent call for entries and exhibition the center put on called Regeneration, Find Woodworkers Under 30.
The exhibition was a national exhibition for woodworkers under 30. We were trying to see if we could find the best work being done by young people and honor it accordingly. And so the purpose of the call for entries was to reach the widest possible audience of potential submitters, potential participants in the exhibition. To identify outstanding young woodworkers, give them a career opportunity for awards and advancement and publicity. We co-sponsored the exhibition with Fine Woodworking Magazine, so they gave it a lot of publicity and published work by the award winners and put all the work from the show on their website, as we did. So it was to, in part, to help the people who got accepted into the show with their careers, and in part to inspire other young people with what was possible and what was being done by their peers. Our campus and gallery are in Rockport, Maine, which is a small town. This is not a high traffic residential area, but there was a physical exhibit here of the pieces that got in. And so perhaps I really don't have a count in my head at this point, but maybe 1,000 people went through that exhibit over the course of 3 months. So it's a sizable number of people, but it's really not huge by any stretch of the imagination. And then the work would have been seen by hundreds of thousands of people through the internet and through the pages of Fine Woodworking. And some of the work was published in another magazine that just came out this December called Woodwork Magazine. So certainly the work that won awards did well in terms of getting published and seen by a lot of people. There were 7 awards for this show, of which, and the awards were for different categories, like best piece of traditional furniture, or best design, those sorts of things, most innovative design. And the awards were things like Powermatic table saw. They were great awards. And one of the awards was for people's best in show, where public vote for the best piece in the show. And normally we would do that by at the opening, having the people at the opening have a ballot and vote for what they think was the best piece. So for this show, what we did was we took all 280 items that had been entered in the show, and we posted images of them on a gallery on our Facebook page, and we made it possible for the public to vote on, for any member of the public could vote on the top, I forget what it was, let's say 3 pieces that they liked. And then whatever piece got the most votes was the people's choice, and it got the award. And we had, I believe, 1,600 individuals who voted in that over a 10-day period. And also, which was a really nice side effect, the number of people who follow our Facebook page increased by more than 900. So it was very impactful, and it got coverage in some design blogs that was happening. So that's another way in which people's work got seen and recognized. I suspect that everyone who had a piece that was being voted upon sent an email to everyone they knew saying, please go vote for my piece, because there's a big prize if I win. And I think that that would account in great part for which piece won. It's hard to know how many were the person's friends who voted and how many were people just coming to the site because they'd read about it or heard about it on a blog and voting. I've no way to distinguish that. Actually, I thought the piece that was chosen by the public was really excellent. Now, that's not to say that the piece that was chosen by the public would necessarily have been excellent in my point of view, but this one was. Well, because we co-sponsored with Fine Woodworking Magazine, they published this in their on their website. They blogged it. They did a half page ad in the magazine, and then as a call for entries. And then also we had, I believe, it might have been 8 or 10 corporate sponsors who put up prizes for the people who entered the show or for the people who won specific prizes. And all of those manufacturers, or I should say tool companies and retailers, have their own e-news and web presence. And so they all put out the call for entries to their constituencies as well. So I'm sure that it got out to millions of people. A substantial number of the young exhibitors came to the show, and some of them came from quite a long distance since it was a national exhibition. And so there was a great energy around having them there, and they clearly, a lot of times woodworkers and young woodworkers work in a certain sort of isolation, so it was really exciting for them clearly to meet each other and to meet some of our instructors and students at the school as well. And when you're a person who works in isolation, it's just always nice to be somewhere where people actually care about what it is that you care about and what you do. So the opening was great. There were 200 something people here, and very high energy. It was a lot of work to line up the awards and all the coordination with the sponsors. So there's a huge amount of time that goes into all that, but that's just all a matter of putting one foot after the other and being persistent. The actual figuring out how to handle the entries coming in, the logistics of getting up to 3 pieces from each person and several images of each piece to have a way to file and catalog all those images without huge amounts of staff time going into it, and then to have a way for the jurors to look at those easily and vote on them and tally the votes and track that system. And that's where we were really glad to find Entry Thingy, because we looked at a number of possible ways of doing that, and Entry Thingy was by far the best way we found for making that logistics problem soluble. Doing a show like that is a really big undertaking. And it's not as big an undertaking as getting to the moon or founding a new country or anything, but there's a lot of work involved in exhibitions, and especially juried exhibitions, and especially national juried exhibitions with lots of awards and lots of shipping involved too, because we had to get furniture all the way across the country or from all over the country and Canada here. And that's also a major effort.
That was Art of the Call at artofthecall.com, sponsored by Entry Thingy at entrythingy.com. I'm Chris Ritke. Music by Zaxxas, Cauliflower Clouds.